Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 24th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke chapter 7-9. True worship evolves from a heart of love and gratitude. We read in Luke chapter 7 verses 44-47 like this. Then he, Jesus, turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman had anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." The above passage is the ending part of an episode that happened during the public ministry of Jesus Christ. This incident takes place from an invitation given by a respectable Pharisee named Simon to Jesus to eat with him. A custom of those days allowed people to congregate around an open courtyard while the guests reclined together at the table. This accounts for the sinful, disreputable, unnamed woman described as a sinner who gains entrance to Simon's feast and gets access to the feet of Jesus. It is possible that religious leaders and teachers were prohibited from coming into contact with such kind of loose women due to strict religious laws that had developed in the first century to ensure moral purity. Jesus was well aware of the lifestyle of this sinner woman. She was looked down by the Jewish society for failing to keep the ritual laws as well as flaunting the moral laws as well. Yet he accepted her anyway, violating taboos against speaking with her and allowing her to touch him. In return, she gave to Jesus what Simon the host should have given Jesus, and they include a kiss of welcome, washing of his feet, and anointing his head with oil. These comforts were not merely symbolic but practical expressions of hospitality. What we see here is that this sinner woman let down her hair in public and anointed his feet with her tears. She also brought something very costly to worship, an alabaster flask of fragrant oil, washed his feet with her tears of adoration, and wiped his feet with her hair. Thus, she truly worshipped Jesus from a heart of deep love and tremendous gratitude. So this woman was forgiven because of her faith. Her love showed that she understood what forgiveness from God meant for her. The application that Jesus makes to Simon and the sinful woman is that both have been forgiven, but that the one who had a greater amount to be forgiven will appreciate that forgiveness most. The more we sense the lost and hopeless condition we were in, the more we will appreciate what Jesus Christ has done for us. Today we can learn the following from the words of Jesus. Salvation is the result of God's gracious work upon our lives that is received by faith. God graciously forgives our debt of sin that we can never repay. Peace with God is possible because God forgives our sin completely. The more we understand forgiveness, the more love we will have for Christ, and true worship stems from our hearts of gratitude and love for the grace of God. The woman's love was evidence of having been forgiven rather than the cause of her forgiveness. The Pharisee, on the other hand, had felt little need for forgiveness. Consequently, his love was small. In applying the principle to Simon and the woman, Jesus shows that one who realizes the depth of his or her own sin and the greatness of God's mercy must love as this woman does. Faith secured her pardon, and the realization of God's forgiveness brought forth her expression of gratitude. A forgiven heart is a fountain of beauty, which includes the beauty of holiness, humility, and love. Let us recall our past sins and how God in Christ has forgiven us completely. Today, let us worship God truly with our hearts filled with love and gratitude.